The post-match interview.
Downstairs, Drew Jones in the jubilant Giant Rooms.
Cutcoza, thanks very much. We've got Jacob Hopper joining us on K-Rock Footy. Jacob, a ridiculous last few minutes, last quarter. Can you take us inside? How did it feel?
Oh, yeah, I think in the third quarter, we obviously really got the ascendancy in the game, and they're a great side, so we knew they'd come, and, geez, I would have liked to probably keep our margin, but they just kept coming and coming, and that's been a strength of ours all years. Our ability to hold on in close contests and show a lot of heart and a lot of grit is something that we build this club on.
Fair bit of adversity this week coming into the game, Jacob. Obviously, suspensions, injuries, backs against the wall coming to a hostile crowd, 80,000 Collingwood fans. How did it feel when the final siren went?
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know, I've never felt emotion like it. I think this club's so unique and so special, and the fact that we started from scratch and everyone's got each other's backs. There's a lot of love at this football club. There's a lot of family involved in this football club. And to have the week that we did, losing some key personnel and a lot of adversity, I think to be able to put all that in a game of footy is something pretty unique and something pretty special. And I'm just super proud to be a part of it.
Jacob, it's Ian Cowan upstairs, Ben Casanelia, Tommy Lonergan, premiership defender with the Cats, and also Heath Buck as well. It's a long way from sort of Redlegs territory of Leeton to be coming to the MCG. There's a few boys out of the Riverina as a part of GWS, but what does it actually mean for you, having grown up there in a real cross-code sort of area, to finally have that realisation that you will be playing in 7 days' time in a grand final here at the Mecca of Footy?
Oh, I mean, it's a dream come true, and I'm super proud to say that I'm from Leeton. And I remember just after the game looking at Zachy Williams saying, not bad for a couple of Riverina boys that used to play on the Narendra Showground in the Grenny, and now we're going to be on the G. So it's something very special to my heart, and I'm super proud to say that I am from Leeton and going to be playing in an AFL Grand Final come 7 days.
Well, when you look at the Riverina, it's produced probably first and foremost the Danaher family amongst them, but look, really special for you guys. Yeah. GWS, though, are starting to build something around that sort of culture?
Yeah, definitely. I think super proud to say that, you know, the Riverina is in the Giants' zone and it's like a home club. I know everyone back home, I think it's painted orange at the minute, so I know everyone's super pumped and everyone's on the orange army, so it's great to have that support and in areas where football is really passionate but probably not too many people know of.
Jacob, Tommy Lonergan here, mate. Congratulations on the win and reaching your first grand final, mate. Just want to ask, what was Leon's message throughout the week? Obviously, the distraction with Toby and then Lockie with the appendicitis. What was his message and how did he keep you focused going into today's game?
Yeah, Leon's been super all week. I think it was, not going to lie, it was a bit of a shock to see Witz having appendicitis, and that's just unlucky. But I think if you look at our all the year, and especially our probably last 3 years, we've had a lot of injuries and a lot of personnel come in and out, and there's been a lot of inconsistency in the team. So, it's something I feel like we've been prepared for and really built into for the last 3 years. And to have people come in and be able to play roles in a preliminary final is something pretty unique. And I think it's a real strength of ours that anyone can come in on any given day and play a super important role for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you've got that mantra of one soldier down, another one up. I just want to ask, as a leader, like today after the siren was a very emotional and, of course, a pretty brutal encounter. What do you do as a leader? How do you recover? How do you refocus the group and get ready for next week's game?
Yeah, I think you've got to enjoy these moments, and there's so much hard work and adversity that goes into the seasons of AFL footy, as you know. And but I think our ability now to celebrate this win, but just the messaging to refocus, and we know that the job's really not done yet. We didn't come here to finish second, and we haven't come all this way to finish second. So our focus is going to go straight to recovery and make sure our bodies are right to have another what I'm sure and hoping is a brutal contest.
Jacob, were you more nervous before the game or in the final 3 or 4 minutes?
No, more nervous before the game, I think. When that ball went inside 50 late, it honestly felt like it was a bit of slow-mo, to be honest. And then Sammy Taylor, I think, spoiled it. And then it kind of come to me, and then I got smothered, and that siren went. And, yeah, I can't say that there's a there's a better feeling in the world, but I'm sure hopefully there is next week.
Were you aware of the time remaining in those final 3 or 4 minutes, you know, as a player? Did you know exactly how much time was left on the clock?
Yeah, I wasn't 100%, but you know that I think roughly kind of when you come on, I think I was told it was 8 minutes, so I'm not going to say I knew I was on the ground for 8 minutes, but I think I knew that it was getting close, and I could tell that the Collingwood boys were starting to really panic and put everything into every contest as we were, so I knew there wasn't long, and our ability just to hold on was something that I'm super proud of this group.
Just a word, Callum Ward's obviously not a part of it. Phil Davis potentially may not be a part of it. Is he getting iced up at the moment? What was he like coming off the ground? Because it looks like he had a leg injury sustained early.
Yeah, I'm not too sure with the ins and outs of injuries that played today, but yeah, to see Cal Ward and Brett DiLiddio and Stephen Coniglio and Toby Green, and I think we even had Lachie Whitfield on FaceTime as well. So it's a lot of key personnel. It's a lot of personnel that's been here from the start and really built this football club. So to look in their eyes and see their happiness, even though they're not a part of it, is something super special. And to be honest, I just love this footy club, and I love this group of men that we've got at this footy club.
And Jacob, make no doubt your phone will be ringing right now. Everyone from Leeton will be wanting a grand final ticket. How are you going to manage that?
Yeah, unfortunately we can't get them all there. I'd love to get the whole town there. I don't think it's too many tickets, but I'm sure they'd all be watching at the Leeton Hotel and going off. So I say paint the town orange back home in Leeton and let's get this party going.
I'm tipping there might be a few missing work tomorrow, Jacob, I would have thought.
Yeah, I'd assume so. I hope so. There's obviously a lot of people that have gone into my journey individually. So, I love everyone from back home that's been a part of the journey, and everyone from my life and schooling as well. So let's go and get one more. Yeah. Eh?
Well, Sandy, are you flying straight back to Sydney tonight?
Yeah, straight back recovery. Get our heads right and prepare for the most important games of our lives.
And just finally, you talked about playing against Zach Williams from Narandra for the year. Have you ever won a premiership in your football, ever at all?
Oh, I've won one for the under-12 Crowies, and that was a cracker. So that's my only premiership. Unfortunately, we've lost a few finals in my time in the AFL, but to be able to grow up with Zachy and even Harry Perryman and guys from the Riverina, I think it's something super special and close to my heart to see us kind of battling it out back home in the sticks, and to play on the biggest stage and the biggest game is, it's pretty unique and special.
Himmelberg as well from Mangapla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
We don't like Mango, so I don't forget about Himmelberg.
Forget about it. Jacob, fantastic. Soak up the week. It will be an amazing 7 days for you. Good luck against the Tigers next week. You've done the job so far. You've got one more to go. Thanks for spending some time with us on K-Rock Football.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
All right, Jacob Hopper. Who knows? We might be talking to him post-match in 7 days' time.
The post-match interview.